This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
At six.
When the clock struck six, it meant one thing.
I'm one of the greatest broadcasters on planet Earth.
And I know that's hearsay here. It's
not hearsay, it's not heresy. Hearsay.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to ENN, big ENN, which is brought to you by, of course, our friends over at DoorDash, right? You know what I'm talking about, Michael, the Dash Pass, am I right?
Yeah, you're searching for the copy, aren't you?
Sure.
Yeah.
But I'm such a DoorDash user in real life anyway that does it really make a difference? Let me start off by saying good evening to Michael.
The Shizzle.
And good evening to Don.
Boom, boom.
That's my go-to club music sound.
And good evening to Don again.
Fish Ballard.
That was a strange one. Good evening to myself. It's a meat product, but it's hard and it's long. And good evening to myself. Lift it up and show it to me.
Wow.
Sign up for Dash Pass from DoorDash today. And guess what? You can try it for free for 30 days.
Do it.
You got any more texts there from Rothenberg?
It's unbelievable. You want me to go further?
Yeah, go ahead.
He said, it's all good. I just sat at Alex's lacrosse practice for the last hour. I wrote, you're nuts. It's not even the Giants on Sunday. He said, maybe I am, but I'm not missing football. I wrote, football should not any team or circumstance take any level of precedence over your family ever.
Nah.
He said, I don't think you're wrong. I'm damaged.
Wow.
I said, Giants in the Super Bowl should lose a decision to see your child's school play. You know what he wrote? My kids don't act.
Well, I'm gonna say one thing I disagree with, though. You shouldn't say not take precedence over your family ever. You know what I'm saying?
No. Your family's forever.
I know.
I know as a fact, nobody in sports cares that much about us. The way you should care about your family.
Well, of course.
It's not an equal relationship.
But I mean, if it's like, hey, I can either have dinner with my family on a random Wednesday or sit in floor seats to see my favorite team in the NBA Finals,
that's a completely different story. You can have thousands of dinners with your family.
Correct. I was just being specific that, you know, because tools are like weapons. Speaking of which, Jay Will was on with Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max earlier.
He wasn't really on with them. It's his show.
Yeah, right. So he was right. He was on his show.
Was that a purpose, what you did, Peter?
What?
That tools are like weapons.
Is that what I just did?
Yeah.
No. I meant to say words are like tools.
I wonder if it was as funny to everybody else as it was to me.
It was pretty sincere because I didn't even know what you were talking about. Here is Jay Will on his own show talking about the Nets' struggles.
Him and LaMarcus Aldridge, that chemistry is so far off. He has better chemistry with Nick Claxton than he does with LaMarcus Aldridge. And you know, I started thinking last time watching, I'm like, all right, Mike D'Antoni's not there. It puts a lot more pressure on Steve Nash with a lot of the sets that they're doing with Jacques Vaughn. I do think that James Harden will eventually find it. But like, there's some gaps here with this team, man. They're older. A lot of their bigs can't move the same way defensively. I just watched Miami blitz
them last night.
You
were courtside.
I was courtside. Miami is Milwaukee Bucks are the two best defensive teams. The Knicks are probably there too. In the Eastern Conference, but they swallowed them up last night. And I'm like, I wonder what this team could be with Kyrie. And that's the question you're going to start always asking.
I want to
James
talk
can
about
get in his
Kyrie.
Bag. They can be there, but Kyrie is the missing piece for this team.
Well, he scores courtside seats in Brooklyn, huh? Nice. You know what the biggest deal with the Nets is?
Go ahead.
James Harden's not right yet. He rehabbed the entire offseason. He didn't play ball. He's still getting his legs under him. He'll be fine. That's what they miss.
Harden spoke on that. Let's hear from him.
Of course. My career, I've been blessed, you know what I mean, just not have any surgeries or whatnot. So just that whole process last year was just, like, frustrating and draining. You know, I love the hoop. Like, if it wasn't for the money, I'd still be hooping. You know what I mean? So it was frustrating last year. It was draining for me to know that I couldn't be myself and be out there on the floor and be, you know, the player that I am. But I'm finally, you know, slowly getting back to it. You know, it takes a lot of hard work and dedication, and it's going to happen. But you got to just continue to, you know, keep fighting for it. And I will.
I think that the new rules have affected him, although he said they have not. And the other thing with the Nets, they're not rebounding. So you got two guys going to the board. The Heat have five guys crash. Mm-hmm. Three guys go the other way, and they're losing out on rebounds. They got out-rebounded by, I think, 20. They got destroyed on the offensive glass, second chance points. They've all got to crash the boards. They don't need to fast break. That team is one team that doesn't need to fast break. They've got offensive firepower.
They'll figure it out.
I'm not worried about the Nets.
Yeah, I listen, it's going to be interesting. This is kind of why they made the decision that they made, though, with Kyrie, that they have to figure this out. They need to prepare to play 82 games. And now, even though this may be slow moving here at first, I think they'd rather figure it out in the short term than spend the entire season not knowing who they are when Kyrie's not there.
So, you know what? They'll finally work it out, Peter, right?
Yeah, and then Kyrie will come back.
And then Kyrie will either decide to get the vaccine or they'll lift the mandates. And then he'll come in and they'll have to integrate him in.
Yeah, I thought about that exact same thing. All right, guys, I'm going to give you some stats on someone. You tell me who I'm talking about, okay?
Okay, do it.
He's born March 25th, 1995, in Pembroke Pines, Florida, weighing in at 218 pounds, with a height of 6'5". He played his college ball at South Florida and Western Kentucky, 2018 fifth round pick, 171 overall. I'm talking about
Bob Manfred.
Give me a team.
The Jets.
Mike White.
Your starting quarterback on Sunday against the Bengals. He was asked if he's feeling any pressure going into his first start.
Yeah, I think you can't think about that. Not only at quarterback, but any position. You know, once you add more pressure to it, you start to mentally lock up and do things that aren't in your realm. And so I think personally, I'm trying not to think of anything of that nature. Just go out there, play my game, have fun with my guys. I mean, I'm starting an NFL game, so that's pretty freaking cool.
I'm feeling good about Mike White, guys. Really good.
Like Robert Saleh good?
Yeah. Hey, at least I like Mike White. At least he admitted that pressure is a thing.
Did you see his press conference?
Which one?
Today. Like from that comment, he was standing at the podium, and he did not look like an NFL quarterback. He just looked so skinny, and I don't know, maybe just the way how he was, you know, the jacket he was wearing or whatever, he just looked so young and didn't look like a quarterback. But he played well last week. Threw a touchdown pass.
First pass he ever threw.
Yeah.
God bless him.
I hope that he's got a flashy game, because that might be as nondescript a name as you could ever come up with.
I know. Mike White.
Well, Mike White was, he was a former head coach of the Oakland Raiders. It was a Mike White who was fired by Al Davis on Christmas Eve.
Wow.
If you're going to fire somebody, you got to fire him.
What about Mike Jones? Turned out well for him. 281-330-8004.
What?
It's a song.
Oh. What song?
Anthony, you know what I'm talking about, right? Andrew, do you remember?
No, actually.
Really? No.
What song?
Mike Jones. Not familiar, guys?
Who's Mike Jones? We should move on.
No, you should find it and play it for them. They should know this. This is a part of cultural history that's important.
I know the Mr. Jones,
Jones and me. By the way, you'd be astounded to see the songs that were unknown on White-ish Wednesday this week.
Oh, I love this. I know Michael hates it, so
cookies.
I won't ask for it. But if you have the guts, I'd love to
hear it. I'll just tell you this. One of them that was not known by anyone at first, Laura figured it out, was Stairway to Heaven. No one else knew. Me and Ebro, that's it.
That's a shame.
I said, haven't you seen Wayne's World? Stairway denied. Hey,
that's what's wrong with our country. There's too much of a divide. It really is. It's we live in different realms.
It's true. We need to all come together.
Come together right now.
what
over
would
me.
The, what is the hip hop equivalent to Stairway to Heaven? Like Stairway to Heaven, if you came with like top 500, top 1,000 classic rock songs, like Stairway is going to be in the top five every year, every time. So what would be the top five hip hop rap song that forever will be in the top five?
Back Alley to Purgatory.
Fight the Power?
Fight the Power is my top five everything rap song.
Well, but so I would the average music fan know whatever the top five hip hop song of all?
No,
time?
Okay. So you're saying commercial pop hip hop songs? I would say. Well, how about this? Let's play one here. Anthony, I'm going to text you a song real quick. We should have it in the system at least by bed. If not, here. This is. I would play this one of these. If we were going, if I was having Michael on the show, Don, yeah. And I was like, we're going to play rap songs that I will be blown away if Michael doesn't know this. And I feel really safe that knowing that Michael will, because even though I make fun of Michael for being a bit of a geezer, he was a young man when hip hop was big. And even when he first started being around the Yankees regularly, hip hop was a thing. So let's give Michael one, Anthony, and see what he does.
I know the song.
You might know where it was sampled from.
The song's familiar to you, Michael.
Oh yeah.
You don't know the artist though.
No.
Fish Ballard. I know who it is.
But it's not the vocal version. That's sort of hard, Anthony. That's tough. Come on.
Is it Biggie?
Okay. Keep going. Yes.
That's all I know.
Don.
What?
Can you give us? Can you give me song title?
No, it's Juicy.
No,
that is all we had in the system, unfortunately, for that song.
But that song that was playing, isn't it called?
You know, it's called, of course, called Hypnotize.
Oh, okay. But I know.
Do you have the other one though, Anthony, or no? All right.
I know this song too,
but he also probably knows the sample.
Do you guys know the artist name of the song? Then I'm moving on after that. That's it.
Is Puffy in there?
Okay, he is. He's one of the artists on it. Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. If A Tribe Called Quest is
Mace.
Like the Led Zeppelin of
Mace is on it too. Go ahead.
Then what's their big song? And then that would be the equivalent to Stairway to Heaven then.
But nothing's the equivalent of Stairway to Heaven. I would say, though, if there was a Tribe song, I think I would play for you guys. I think I'd play Award Tour. And then, look, you might not know what it was. It's
right,
different.
You're pushing your luck now. Michael's irritated.
Don, anything?
Not yet.
Anything?
Sounds familiar.
I don't care.
All right. Derrick Rose, if you're worried as a Knicks fan, bing bong. About the future of Derrick Rose.
Bing bong!
He spoke about that potential future right here.
I'm going to try the Tom Brady this thing, man. You know what I mean? Play as long as possible. Make sure I really take care of my body. And while I'm playing, play with joy. And I don't have to score 30 points a night anymore to affect the game. I can come out and do what I got to do. I got a great supporting cast with Jew and everybody in the starting five, even the guys that's on the bench. We have a great rhythm, so I just got to play my game, and whatever the game presents, I just got to be ready for it.
Don't be alarmed, Peter. That's his nickname for Julius Randle.
Hmm. What?
Jew.
Oh, yeah, I know. Well, Julius told us that he gets Jew and Jewel. And I said it's very different than when people see him on the street and yell Jew and when they do it to me. Although, you'd be surprised to know I've had it happen in an endearing way to me as well, which is
really
bizarre. Yeah, sure. Sure. Hey, it's the Jew! I used to get that before. Oh, hey, how are you? That's me. I hope that Rose is able to avoid another major injury, and somehow, you never know in basketball, man. You could think a career is finished. Would anyone have expected, Don, that like Grant Hill would have just continued to roll on year after year after year with the way things started? But he did.
He did.
So who knows how long you get Derrick Rose for? All right, there's some people not playing in tonight's football game as we await to see if Don makes a pick. I believe I've been scared off. The Arizona Cardinals, DeAndre Hopkins is expected to play. He was listed as questionable, but he should be going tonight. He's dealing with a hamstring injury and leads the team in receptions, receiving yards, and touchdowns. So needless to say, that would be a big deal for Kyler Murray and the Cardinals. The Packers will be without Devontae Adams, Alan Lazard, and Marquez Valdez-Scantling. We've also learned that J.J. Watt will be out for the Cardinals and may be getting surgery, and his year may be a wrap for the Cardinals.
Boy, he really destroyed his shoulder. Everything in there. It was a tackle that he tried to make, and he missed. And his whole shoulder was destroyed. Rotator cuff, labrum, everything.
And by the way, you were so busy. We were so busy talking about the top five injury playthroughs of all time. He finished the game and got more tackles.
Yeah, you're right. That's a great point. I think we were just talking about baseball.
Yeah, we were keeping it to baseball. But that is insane to keep tackling people.
Well, there was a football player that played with a broken leg. Was it Youngblood, Don?
Yeah, Jack Youngblood.
Jack Youngblood.
Yeah.
A whole game.
Jeez Louise. The shizzle. Rooney Rule has now increased to two minority interview requirements. The new rule applies to external candidates for general manager, executive of football operations, and all coordinator roles. Openings for head coach already fall under this requirement. Still appreciate this. Still don't think it gets to the root of the issue.
No, and there's no way to get to it. It's an unsolvable problem because you can't force somebody who owns a team to hire somebody he might not want to hire. This is all, I hate to say it, it's eyewash. So you're going to make them interview two people. That'd be two people whose time has been wasted.
Wouldn't it be great if the NFL, all the owners, minus Dan Snyder, got together and said, let's do away with this clown, okay? He's terrible for our league. Here's what we should do. Let's do away with him, and simultaneously, let's then require this team to go to a minority owner. So you not only rid the league of Snyder, but you get a black owner into the team, into the league. Well, I don't understand. Are you guys seeing, by the way, any of the momentum picking up, the stories now starting to roll out on Twitter from people who have a history with Dan Snyder?
I have been seeing that. Also, his wife, who's now supposedly owning the team, she didn't distinguish herself in front of the owners, the stuff she said.
What did she say exactly?
Yeah, she was, I don't even want to get paraphrase because I don't want to get it wrong, but it was stuff that did not distinguish her at all or distinguish Dan Snyder. You know, it wasn't really a defense. It was kind of meandering and stuff like that. You know, the reports are is that it didn't do him any favors.
Andrew sent me this earlier. Do you guys see these tweets from former players?
No.
Well, the one's from a former player. One's just from a person. I grew up a diehard Washington fan. Tough to see and comment, but lost my fandom when my friend went to pick up daughters at Daniel Snyder's house.
Oh, I saw this story. This is unbelievable. This is Andrew Brandt.
It's Andrew Brandt. Sorry.
Yeah.
Lost my fandom when a friend went to pick up daughters at Daniel Snyder's house. They were at a play date with Snyder's daughters. My friend, thanks for having my girls over, Dan. It's Mr. Snyder. Real story.
Can you imagine ever saying that to somebody?
Former Washington player Brandon Noble tweeted, here's a good one. I get MRSA, might lose a leg, maybe more. WFT doctor refuses to treat me. That's another story. About to roll into operating room. Dan and Coach Gibbs show up, dressed in tuxedos, post-black tie event. Coach asks how I'm doing. Dan asks if I'm going to sue them. It's literally, it's just one.
Here's one. I've got one.
You got another?
Sat in the Super Bowl with him, offered him cookies, and he looked at me like I killed him.
Now, I got one. Sat in his suite at a football game. He was cursing in front of all these strangers and Kevin Durant and Rich Kleiman and all kinds of people, acting like a complete maniac who knew nothing about football. You know whose story that is?
Who?
Mine. Let's continue ENN next. You guys down for that?
Love it.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, cool. It's all delivered by DoorDash. Imagine a world where you didn't have to pay delivery fees. Sign up for Dash Pass from DoorDash today and try it free for 30 days. DoorDash. More ENN next on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
This portion of the Michael K. Show on 98.7 ESPN, brought to you by Two by London, the engagement shop by London Jewelers. Pick or design the perfect engagement ring to fit every budget. Visit Two by London at the Americana Manhasset, East Hampton, and Westfield World Trade Center. ENN continues.
That was beautifully done by you, Michael.
Thanks.
Jose Altuve, breakout moment last night. 2 for 5 with a home run. Astros win. Astros win game two. It's now 1-1 heading to Atlanta. 7-2 the win for the Astros. Altuve was hitting 178 this postseason before Wednesday's game. And Yankees fans will really enjoy this. His home run tied him with Bernie Williams for the second most all-time in the postseason.
Yeah, they're not going to like that. He passed Derek Jeter last week.
Oof. He's good, man. And the fact that he can do it all with the wiring and metal under his shirt.
No, that's not true. Stop it. We're going to get beat up by Houstonians.
No, please. Lift it up and show it to me. You know what? That drop really applies to how I feel about Altuve. Play it again. Lift it up and show it to me.
He did earlier this year.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
Well, you can't turn back time.
If I could turn back time.
If I could find a way, I'd take back those words that hurt you, and I'd say.
That floss outfit on a.
Yeah, she is. Sherilyn.
Aircraft carrier.
Did you know that's her real name, Peter? Sherilyn?
No.
Yep.
I did not know that, actually.
Sherilyn.
Don, do you realize that earlier, just to prove the point of how wacky these games are to play, that even you, who I consider to be a very knowledgeable music fan, confusing Hypnotize and Juicy, that's the equivalent of when I played Stairway. So I went, oh, my God, of course, this is Hotel California.
What?
No, it's two different acts. Juicy, it was the same artist.
Okay, so. Fine. This is Going to California.
Okay.
Or Fool in the Rain. I'm a Going to California guy myself.
They're so good, by the way.
Zeppelin?
Yeah, this is like not a bad album.
Yeah, I didn't discover Led Zeppelin until my 20s, which is like, you know, the 2000s. But
we get you're younger than us, thank you.
Well, I'm just saying it was very late. It was very late to discover Zeppelin. Even for that time, it was late.
I don't think Michael has discovered them yet. You're not a fan, are you, Michael?
No.
It's a shame. Your musical taste is
if it can't be played cardboard. if it can't be played on Light FM, okay? He's not for Michael.
Again, like that guy before, we pick on you. All you do is pick on me.
Oh,
I am who I am. I'm happy with who I am.
Right. And so we're happy. We're happy with who you are,
just
too.
Just throwing realities out.
Hey, guys, how about this? Old Francisco Lindor is a Gold Glove finalist. We mentioned that earlier.
He's a good player.
He led the NL shortstops with plus 20 outs above average. No other Met top three at their position. Lindor is the first Gold Glove finalist for the Mets since 2016. Longest streak ever. Who was their last winner, guys, back in 2014?
2016.
David Wright?
No, it was in 2014, Don. 2016 was the last finalist. 2014 was the last Met winner.
Well, David Wright.
Probably be David Wright.
No, no.
Well,
it is a name not nearly as synonymous with the Mets as David Wright. He's a guy, though. I mean, he was here. You know?
Rico Bronya.
No. Well, he was gone by 14. Nice poll, though.
Benny Agbayani.
This would be a great poll from anyone.
Curtis Granderson.
Come on, would that have been that great a poll?
Yeah.
No. Don, 5, 4.
Oh, I know. I got it. I think I have it.
Go ahead.
Juan Lagares.
You? Who told you?
Nobody, I swear.
No, he was, no, he, that's a great poll. He was a very good center fielder.
I also have some breaking news on this story, too.
Okay.
Yeah, Francisco Lindor has just turned the Mets down to interview for their president of baseball operations.
It's not true.
Yeah, it is.
That story is not true. It can't be.
No, he didn't.
Why?
No,
everybody else has.
No, it is. It's actually not factually correct. He was just not granted permission.
By his agent.
Yeah.
Don't you go near that job.
What in the world am I doing?
I'd like to know the ranking in the nether region for that.
Ira's got a big drop on his hands.
Well, that'll be a drop, too.
Where are you ranking Ira?
Yeah, where do you think Ira is, Andrew?
That's a 3 seed.
Oh, you think it's a 3?
Yeah.
No, I don't know about that. The nether region's packed.
7, 8, seven, yeah. Somewhere in there.
But it could make a run.
Andrew? Do you have a hands down favorite for the 1 seed in the nether region yet?
Not yet. No.
No.
You haven't talked it over.
So much that's more a year to come.
That's a huge undertaking. I'm not there yet. No.
But the Carlin, it's got to be good. That's got to be high. That's high. The Boone, that would probably be my 1. Now we got a long way to go before March.
Because that was pure emotion.
Yeah.
I don't know. There are a lot of. I'm not saying this is going to happen, but there are a lot of Carlins I enjoy. Like Ira's got a big drop on his hands. Like, I enjoy. Hello, pot kettle. You're fat. I enjoy that one quite a bit. Shut up, fatty. Time to move on. Pretty big stuff there. So
shut up, fatty. Time to move on.
Anyways, Russell Westbrook was ejected last night from the
Bing
Lakers.
Bong!
From the Lakers' loss to OKC.
Easy.
Lakers blew a 26-point lead after the game. Westbrook took the blame. It's my fault. It's on me. Talking about his double-digit turnovers. Oof. He also was ejected late after Darius Baisley had a breakaway dunk with a second and a half left instead of dribbling out the clock. Westbrook said, there's certain things you don't do in sports when the game's already over. I didn't like it. Simple as that.
That doesn't sound like it's the right thing to do.
But at the same time, you understand. It's not right, but it's okay.
Right.
Call him Aaron Woods. Well, it doesn't exactly make sense. But Yankee center fielder Aaron Hicks is marrying Tiger Woods' niece, Cheyenne. Cheyenne's also a pro golfer. And she showed off her new diamond ring on Instagram. Mm. Yes, to forever with my best friend and my heart, she wrote.
No.
Not the best friend garbage.
She noted.
Nancy's your best friend, you animal.
She's my wife.
But she's also your best friend.
No.
Oh, that's Dan.
That's right.
Interesting. Stark Brothers will love that.
We can't do this again.
It's very fluid.
That will do it for ENN on this Thursday, October 28th.
Well, the Michael K. Show on 98.7 ESPN is brought to you by Geico. The real value in car insurance isn't how much you save. It's also the kind of service you get. Yep. Good thing Geico's been perfecting both for over 75 years. We have the Knick game tonight, but it's in Chicago, which means it starts at 8. Pre-game's at 7:30, so that means we get a full Zoftig half hour of the big fella. But we'll give him more time. He's going to join us in just a moment when we return on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.